are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hello, everyone. My name is Karen.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
What's up? I'm Mara.
Hello, I'm Kendall.
Hey, I'm Brendan.
Hey, I'm Abby. And here's a song we know you will like.
Sing along with us.
Lift up your voice.
And praise the Lord.
I will praise Him as long as I live.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise.
When I consider your heavens,
the work of your fingers,
the moon and stars which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him?
The son of man that you care for him.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord.
Jesus call his disciples? Did he go into the synagogue to look for the brightest and best scholars?
He chose ordinary men, tax collectors,
fishermen.
Anyone can serve Jesus and tell others about him.
It doesn't matter what you know or where you come from or even what you have done in the past.
Anyone can be a disciple.
Just open your heart and accept Jesus and follow him.
Well, let's read a story about Jesus calling one of his disciples. Matthew, from the book of Mark, chapter 2.
Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them.
As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at a tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him.
And Levi got up and followed him.
While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples. For there were many who followed him.
When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
That's right. And the Pharisees thought the sinners and tax collectors were not good company, not worthy of Jesus' time. But Jesus wanted to heal these people from their sinful life. He said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. So people who had sin in their lives were like people who were sick. And Jesus was the doctor, right? He was coming to heal them and to cure them and to take their sin away. And our Jesus saw the potential of these sinners and wanted to change their lives forever. They were sinners, but when Jesus called them and when they followed him, they were saved from their sin, healed from their sin.
They were disciples of Jesus.
And they were ready to tell other sinners about Jesus.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us too. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us too. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one.
Are you all disciples of Jesus?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you do to be a disciple?
Follow the Lord.
Follow him. Mm-hmm. Kendall?
Go to church.
Uh-huh. Mara?
Get baptized.
Baptized. That's very important. Kendall?
Witness.
Okay. So you tell other people about Jesus. Tell your friends and tell people that God puts in your path. You can tell them about your faith and share your experiences that you've had and how Jesus has helped you. How else can you be a disciple of Jesus? Mm-hmm. Emily?
When people sin, you can tell them that their sin was wrong and that they should try to do something else.
That's what Jesus did, didn't he?
He encouraged them to change their lives and follow him.
That's right.
He hated the sin in their lives, but he loved them.
That's right. And we're going to talk about some more examples of Jesus hanging around with people maybe who other people didn't want to hang around with.
Jesus called Zacchaeus out of a tree and ate dinner with him. People were shocked that Jesus would want to go into the house of a tax collector.
The woman who was going to be stoned for her sin, Jesus saved her and told her to go and sin no more.
Lepers were considered unclean, but Jesus touched them and healed them and changed their lives.
Jesus healed the sick.
He fed the hungry.
He's still doing his miracles today.
We are his hands and feet.
We are his disciples.
So what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus, Abby?
Trust him.
To trust him. Mm-hmm.
To believe in him.
Okay.
To follow God's word.
Very important to read scripture, yeah.
Read the Bible, pray.
Okay.
To try to be like Jesus.
Exactly. When we follow him, we want to be like him. And how can we be like him?
We can learn from his life and by reading the Bible.
We can. There are all kinds of stories. And he had just a wonderful way of talking to people, didn't he? He loved people. And we want to love like Jesus loves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Feed my lambs.
Feed my lambs.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Show me you love me, trust and believe, and follow, follow me. Follow me,
follow me.
Jesus said,
Jesus said.
Feed my lambs,
feed my lambs.
Jesus said,
Jesus said.
Show me you love me, trust and believe, and follow, follow me.
Love each other as I
Forgive each other as I forgive, for I have forgiven you. Follow me.
Follow me.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Feed my lambs.
Feed my lambs.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Show me you love me. Trust and believe and follow me.
Jesus saw people's needs and he responded to them. How about giving me some examples of helping people who are in need?
This spring, we're thinking about going to homeless shelters and serving food.
Good. Okay. That's a great example of seeing a need. And that's a safe thing, too, when you go with your parents. Uh-huh.
My friend fed the needy, and she made 102 sandwiches.
Wow. That's a lot of sandwiches.
If there's somebody in your neighborhood that can't do something anymore, like cut their grass, you can cut it for them or take in their trash cans.
Very good, Emily. That's right.
A lady at my church, every Thanksgiving, she gets together with a bunch of homeless people, and she gives them Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, you know, when Jesus said, when you do something for someone else, you're doing it for him. You remember that scripture where when you're feeding people and taking care of people, you're doing it for him. How about what we're doing right now? You think you're helping people?
Yes.
What do you think?
We're helping them learn more about God.
That's right. Okay. And Mara?
Preaching to them.
We're preaching to them, that's right, in our own way. We're not preaching like a Sunday morning service, but we're teaching them and showing them how much God loves them. And yeah, Kendall.
We're helping them understand it more.
We sure are. Kids teaching kids all about Jesus. That's what we're all about. Well, let Miss Karen pray for you today, okay? Let's bow our heads and I'll pray. Dear Jesus, each one of these children loves you and you've called them into this ministry. Even though they are small, they can serve you in a big way. Thank you for all that you've done to encourage and equip us. And there's so many children who are listening who want to serve you and be your disciples. Guide them and help us all to follow and obey you. We love you, Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you'd like to contact us and find out more about our message and ministry, visit us online at KarenAndKids.com.
Or call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember, when you are a disciple of Jesus,
it's important to trust him,
to obey him,
love him,
serve him,
follow him. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.